place your bets. Yeah, Jack Wagons, Brad the Big Noise Evans here on an express solo mission of the Fade 5 podcast. I'll be back in action with me on Thursday as we're going to be breaking down the snore fest that is going to be Steelers and Patriots with a whopping total of 30.5. I'd much rather consume action in other sports like I am tonight, and that being on the college basketball hardwood. So on this abbreviated edition of the Countdown, numero tres, give me the Friars. I think they're going to pour over the cup here and over their frosty mugs against the Oklahoma Sooners on the road. They're catching 5.5 in this one. A -110 juice there at BetMGM. You look at Providence, a pretty good offensive team, number 62 in the country in the EFG offense. They're netting 56.1% inside the arc and a so-so 33.2% outside of it, but an outstanding defensive team, really body up with the competition, number 15 in the nation in EFG defense, surrendering just 39.2% from two-point distance and only 30.5% beyond the arc, plus rebounding as well, and a team that has already some key victories under their belt. They beat Wisconsin, and they also took down UGA and those Georgia Bulldogs. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's no slouch, mighty starts the imagination. Number 12 in EFG offense and very balanced as well. They are number 9 in EFG defense, nationally a very good second chance opportunity team, way up there in the offensive rebounding standing. So who wins the battle of the glass will be a key in this game, and who emerges unscathed, and also a team that really cashes in on their freebies, netting 78.1% of their free throw opportunities. They've already logged a couple of key wins as well, which will play well in the selection committee room come March, taking down the Iowa Hawkeyes, who are looking at their wounds after getting blasted by Purdue last night. And they also beat USC, who recently lost by double figures on the road at Gonzaga. But I think the difference maker in this game is going to be Bryce Hopkins. He is the best player on both ends on the floor. Defensive might, offensive superlatives really apply to him. And I think for that reason, he'll keep it nice and snug here. Give me the Friars with the cover at +5.5. Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown on this spectacular Tuesday slate of college basketball games. I say mush! Huskies, mush! Give me UConn. I'm going to lay the standard chalk at BetMGM, and that line being a -5.5. Taking on the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Now, the reigning national champs, I think, are going to win this game, possibly at a squeaker. You're going to be balling up and sweating this thing out. Hopefully, going to hit their freebies in the end and score that cover. Could be a 6-point margin, upwards of 8. I think it's got to land in that 6-8 range. So it's going to be, oh, so tight. You're going to be puckering up for sure at the end of this one. But when you look at UConn, a team that is, yeah, a little bit slower, number 281 in tempo. And you know that North Carolina loves to rev the engine, number 46 in the nation in tempo. But UConn has the offensive chops, as we know. They got Donovan Klingon inside, the big 7-footer, gets it done around the rim. A big reason why they're number 20 in the nation in EFG offense. Tristan Newton is really elevating his game as well. Specifically, they're shooting 63.6% from two and 32%. That's it, though, from distance. Defensively, no pushovers there. Number 43 in the country, EFG defense, giving up 47.5%. from two and 37.5% of weakness there from three. A very good rebounding team, top 10 in the nation in offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage, according to KenPom.com. Again, that 3-point defense is a little bit worrisome. However, Carolina, not exactly a prolific 3-point shooting team. They're only shooting 32.7%. Beyond the arc, and a team in their own right has had their struggles defensively from the perimeter, number 170 in the country, and 3-point percentage D. So if Newton does show up from outside, Klingon adds that balance, and they will compete on the glass. Obviously, Carolina will hang tough on the glass as well. They got some bodies there that they can throw at you with their veteran presence in the post. They are top 66 in offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding percentage. But I think UConn is the better team, the more proven squad, and they take care of business. And, whoo, I'm already sweating this thing out. They somehow cover the 5.5. Numero uno. And staying there in the MSG in the Jimmy B Classic, it's my ILLINI. And even though I'm wearing this shirt, Illinois emblazoned across my chest, I'm going to try to speak as objectively as possible here on this SGP. And if you're buying what I'm selling, come with me. Illinois, I'm going to take them on the alt line plus 4.5 against Florida Atlantic. And then against the total, I'm going to go on the under 157.5. Yeah, slap those two together. A cool plus 110 at BetMGM. Believe it or not, Illinois is numero uno. Okay, I'm not sugarcoating this at all. Numero uno in EFG defense nationally. They're only giving up 36.3% from two. And just 27.9% from three. Florida Atlantic is a proven squad, no doubt about it. You know, they had that blip on the radar against Bryant, but they really showed out recently in the Field of 68 Invitational down in Boca Raton. A team that's got guard experience and explosiveness at the 1-2. And, of course, Vladislav Golden inside at the 5. But the key here is this. Illinois has a ton of length, a ton of athleticism, and they can just rotate bodies and throw them at Golden and try to neutralize him and limiting those second-chance opportunities as well with Dane Danger, with Coleman Hawkins. They got guys, to say the least. And Terrence Shannon right now is playing at a wooden award level. That is not my description. There's a lot of insiders who are claiming that. He is number 9 right now in KenPom's Player of the Year ratings ranking, and for good reason. If he arrives on the scene, much like he did against Rutgers, I think Illinois is going to win this bad boy going away. And I'm catching points here on this alt line, drilling down more specifically. FAU, number 13 in the country, EFG offense, number 65 in EFG defense. Again, a plus rebounding team, and so is Illinois, as the ILL, number 33 in offensive rebounding percentage, and number 17 nationally in defensive rebounding percentage. So again, if the good Shannon arrives, gets downhill, and puts on a show like it against the Scarlet Knights there in Piscataway, I think Illinois could win this thing straight up. You want to sprinkle a little bit on the money line, I certainly would support it, but building in safety first on this SGP, give me the orange and blue plus 4.5, and I'm going to take that under because I think defense will play a factor at both ends of the floor for either squad on the all total 157.5, and again, and get that a plus money there at BetMGM. Oh, you know I can't leave without offering some bonus time, and let's work in a little minor. It's not really Team Huevos, more Team Raisins parlay play. It's a little too late. I'm trying to build the bankroll. We had a 3-0 night. We got bludgeoned at the book last week. We're down nearly 8 units, so I'm trying to recuperate. But at least we're up on the CBC. You can always follow my free picks. Always free, always transparent, and always accessible on the X, where I'm trying to give it to you, at Noisy Huevos. So all this is simple two-legger. I'm going to take the Sparty Party, Michigan State, to hold home court against the nationally ranked and visiting Wisconsin Badgers. So I'm going to take them on the money line. And then on an alt total, I'm going to take it up to 129 and slam that under in the matchup between the Mean Green of North Texas and Boise State. Put those two together, plus 113 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Quickly giving you some background on both of these matchups. Look at Michigan State, one of the slower teams in the country. Really, both these teams are very sluggish in their pace of play. North at number 300 in adjusted tempo on the season. So this is going to be a rock'em sock'em robots kind of fight. Michigan State has struggled offensively. That is no stretch. Number 208 in EFG offense, and particularly from outside, where they've only shot 26.9% on the season, netting over 52%, though, around the 10. Very good defensive team. Always a calling card of Izzo coach clubs. Number 7 in the country in effective field goal percentage defense. And they also were a very good team in terms of sharing the sugar. They're way up there nationally in assists to field goals made. Meanwhile, look at Wisconsin, a team that's really riding high, coming off that colossal home win against the Marquette Golden Eagles. They are just so middling in some of the advanced analytics, number 145 in EFG offense, shooting well inside the arc at 54%, but mediocre outside of it at 30.1%. Also subpar defensively, number 209 in the country in EFG defense, giving up 51% from two and 33.8% from three. The plus attributes for this squad, however, are rebounding and free throws. Free throws could be touch and go at times for Michigan State, but you know they're going to compete. The Spartans on the glass with Bucky Badger, and I think in the end, Michigan State does get the victory in a game that should be highly competitive. Meanwhile, that under on 129 on that alt line of North Texas and Boise State, it's just almost automatic taking unders in North Texas games. One of the slowest teams in the country, number 360 nationally in adjusted tempo, according to KenPom, number 81 in EFG offense, a very good three-point shooting team at 39%, but suspect in the interior netting, 48.9%, and also number 33 in the country in EFG defense, and a team that racks up the fouls because of their physical style of play, and they convert the line. They're shooting 81.6% as a collective. Meanwhile, look at Boise State, a team that really doesn't play all that fast. Number 195 in adjusted tempo, and they're just number 273 in effective field goal percentage offense, number 244 in effective field goal percentage defense, a pretty good defensive rebounding squad, so they limit some of those second chance opportunities, number 46 in DR percentage on the year, but I think North Texas will dictate style of play, which is slow, and they're kind of like a poor man's Houston. They're a zombie horde that just keeps throwing bodies at you. So I know this total seems crazy low, but again, that's on an alt line. I think this game will not escape the 50, so I'm going to take the under 129, pair it with the Spartans to get the victory, and to put those two together again, plus 113 at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I'm out of breath. I'm out of time on this express edition of the Feed 5 podcast. Full episode with my home slice, Nathaniel Lundy, all slated at for Thursday. And of course, we'll have another one for Friday, breaking down all the NFL games in week 14. I got destroyed in week 13, nearly 20 units lost after a glorious week 12, of which I nearly won 20 units. So that was washed out. Damn you, sportsbooks. Damn you. Last night sucked too. And condolences to the Jacksonville Jaguars losing, at least maybe hopefully, fingers crossed, temporarily, Trevor Lawrence and Christian Kirk due to injury. But anyway, I digress. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Also, fade or follow us on the X, where, again, I'm always trying to give it to you, at Noisy Huevos on my spreadsheet picks there. Lundy does the same thing, especially in hockey. If you like dropping the puck and trying to make some bucks, he is your dude, at Nate Lundy. Follow him there. Until next time, as always, A-I-L-L-I-N-I, and B, fade or follow. That is up to you. Enjoy the hoops tonight.